Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Bonjourist Podcast. Hope you're doing great today. If you like what you hear here, please consider subscribing and join us at our blog bonjourist.com for more transformative content. So today we'll talk about the best strategies to apply the rule of Pareto in your life. So in short, do less to achieve more. In other words, strategies for working smarter and not harder. And we have 10 of them, very simple and easy, and you can start implementing them as soon as right now. It's a no-brainer, but it's never too much to remember. Learning to work smarter, not harder, can boost your productivity and performance. And it results in job satisfaction and overall wellness. Not only that, ladies. It can also make you a valuable asset to your employer, increasing your career prospects. Many of us just don't think about how we could work smarter. We have our routines, the little rituals. So why is it critical to work smarter rather than harder? To begin with, working in short bursts, for example, allows you to complete difficult tasks with more energy and produce better results. We'll come back to that later. Stay with us. It encourages you to streamline processes and combine tasks, which saves you time and energy. It boosts motivation by instilling confidence in your job, your colleagues, and yourself. Working smarter makes you more valuable. Companies are always looking for ways to accomplish more with less effort, and working smarter, not harder, can allow you to save valuable resources for your organization. It also increases your self-esteem. Working smarter allows you to produce a higher quality output with less effort, which naturally boosts your self-esteem. So now let's go to the actual strategies. Here are 10 suggestions to help you work more efficiently. 1. Create a morning routine. Try to start your day the same way, every day. This could be as simple as going for a short walk before sitting at your desk, or as complex as starting your day by reading a book for your professional development. Meditation can be an excellent way to begin your day. Meditation has been shown to increase concentration, improve mood, and alleviate stress and anxiety. So the first thing you should do after waking up is sitting quietly for as little as 5 minutes to start and listen to a guided meditation. Guided meditation is great for restless minds. 2. Keep your to-do list to a minimum. This is one of the most important tips here. A stuffed to-do list is a productivity killer. So maintain a short to-do list and concentrate on only 3 to 5 important tasks for the day. Think about those most important tasks that once completed will make you feel highly productive. Concentrate on these tasks one at a time before moving on to less important ones. And if you didn't do it yet, download our printable Deep Work Planner. There you'll find the super useful Eisenhower Matrix of Priorities. Believe me, it can be a game changer. 3. Create a closing routine. Just as you should have a routine for starting your day, you should also have a routine for ending it. This ritual will set you up for a great start the next morning. So begin by making a list of the top 3 to 5 things you want to accomplish the following day. When you're finished, tidy up your desk and put away any misplaced items. You should also back up your computer. 4. Schedule your time on your calendar. Schedule time on your calendar when you need to focus on work. This will allow you to complete your work while keeping your day free of unanticipated distractions. In our Deep Work Planner, you'll find the super useful time blocks, designed specifically for that. The planner is a free printable, so don't forget to download it after listening to your podcast. 5. Improve your communication. This is a big one as well. As you already know, communication can make or break your career and relationships. So prioritize improving your communication and collaboration skills. Begin by honing your active listening skills and remaining on task and on topic when communicating with others. 6. Make meetings more productive. This tip is as inevitable as the meetings themselves. So whenever you have a meeting, go in with a plan. Make a plan for what you want to cover during the meeting and what you want to achieve. Keep the meeting as short and as productive as possible and conclude with action items. 7. Work in 90 to 120 minute increments. 90 minutes can be too little or too much, depending who you ask. Now the science behind these smart chunks of time. According to research, your brain is best able to focus for 90 minutes at a time. So, dear workaholic ladies, consider taking more breaks and breaking up your day into 90-minute or 2-hour chunks. This will allow you to improve your overall productivity by maximizing your brain's natural ability to focus. Also, stick to your break schedule and stay focused on your work during your 90-minute work periods. At these times, it's a good idea to turn off your email and put your phone on silent. 8. Concentrate on one task at a time. We all noticed what happens when we switch from one task to another. It wastes time due to the time it takes your brain to switch tasks and change its focus. So I know it's hard, but resist the urge to multitask and instead devote your full attention to one task until it is completed. 9. Establish short deadlines. According to Parkinson's law, work expands to fill the time available for completion. While you should always set reasonable deadlines for your work, do like Elon Musk and consider completing tasks in shorter time frames. This strategy will frequently increase the efficiency with which you are able to complete them. So if you can complete a task in 3 days, don't set a 10-day deadline. This 10-day deadline is procrastination food. 10. Use stress reduction techniques. So ladies, we came that far. Time to unwind. It's important to use stress reduction techniques such as reading, meditating, listening to music, or practicing yoga. These strategies can help you deal with stress, which can have an impact on your physical, emotional, and mental health, as well as improve your workplace performance. So that's it, ladies. 10 ways to work smarter and improve your output. Let's aim to create habits out of these strategies so they can become effortless and enjoyable. And please, don't forget your unwinding routine. You're already a superwoman, so be gentle to yourself. So that's it. I hope you loved this episode, and I also hope it was useful for you. And don't forget to share it. See you in the next episode, ladies. And keep strong and fabulous.